But I have a question. Why do you trust him? How do you know he's not using you because he's in love with Donald Trump and power? And the answer is you don't. Because there's only one answer to the question, why do you trust someone? There's only one answer. And it can't be because I have an instinct. That's useless. The only reason you trust anyone is their track record. Right? That is the only reason one trusts anybody. If you have a track record of lying, then we don't trust you. If you have a track record of being trustworthy, then we will trust you. But if you have no track record, then you have to take a leap of faith. It's a complete leap of faith to support Donald Trump. You have no basis on which to do it, except that you have decided that you believe him. And, of course, you've also decided that all the terrible things that he has said about people will not faze you, that his exercises in cruelty, Carly Fiorina's face, John McCain's being captured, the disability of a reporter at one of his functions, that these don't matter. Nothing matters because you have decided, and you have to be honest, that's what it is. You have decided to trust him. You can't say, well, he's built a real estate empire. That has nothing to do with anything. He's not running for real estate mogul. He's running for president of the United States. And until very, very recently, the man had the opposite views of the people who were voting for him. So at least... I am for clarity over agreement. And I think one who supports Donald Trump needs to be honest. I am making a leap of faith that this man is trustworthy. I have no basis on which to say it, on which to act upon that, to believe that. Nevertheless, I want to support him because I ache to believe that on the issues that most matter to me, immigration and security, and national security foremost among them, and jobs, he will be wonderful, and I can trust him, even though he has said the opposite on most of these matters until very recently. Okay? That's what you need to understand. I don't trust him, and you do. But you have no basis. Now, you could say, I have no basis, but I do have a basis. I have more of a basis. I don't have a full basis because I've not been in public life. So that's a very important thing, to be intellectually honest with oneself. What I have heard from everyone that I have spoken to, and I keep emphasizing people I respect who do support him, is that they are projecting onto him their deepest concerns and really, ironically, engaging in hope and change. He is the hope and change candidate for his followers. That's the you will recall, of course, the motto of the Obama campaign. That was the first Obama campaign. I can't imagine he had it for the second, since you still need hope and change. It doesn't reflect well on his first administration. All right. I'm very curious, truly, and you know, you will always get respect on this program. Courtesy as well. And I think I would not make that leap of faith. I don't think he's earned it. All right, especially when there are bona fide conservatives like Ted Cruz, and you can't, even if you're a conservative. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. This is the Dennis Prager Show.